I am addicted to food. I have a true food addiction, and I didn't always know this, but about 10 years ago, I realized that I was, in fact, an addict when it came to food. And so for me this year, when we came back from Argentina, after an awesome month there in December, and my birthday fell on January 3rd, we got back, and I realized that I had put on 17 pounds in 1 month. Now, if you're not sure if you're addicted to food and you put on 17 pounds in 1 month, there might be something more there than just the fact that you overate here and there. And so for me, that was a really big wake-up call. And I got home and everyone's like, how do you want to celebrate your birthday? How do you want to celebrate your birthday? How do you want to celebrate your birthday? And I said, I'm going to fast. Like, no, you can't fast. It's your birthday. Start fasting on January 4th, the day after your birthday. Like, you got to have dessert on your birthday. You got to have cake. You got to have this. And I said, no. I need to fast on my birthday because I willingly gave up control when we were in Argentina. I knew that it was going to be a fun time. I knew that I didn't want to stress out about what I was eating or count my calories like I normally do when I'm at home or things like that. And so I willingly gave it up and acted that way in Argentina. But I also knew that the thing that was going to make me feel the best on my birthday was if I could get control back. And the best way for me to get control back was to do something hard. And that hard thing was fasting on my birthday. So the massive life lesson for me there was that there are people out there who are going to tell you lovingly and do it with a supportive idea in their head that you have to do something. That, no, of course it's your birthday, Trav. You have to have a party. You have to eat cake. You have to go get pizza. You have to have your favorite food. But if they're not struggling with the same things that you struggle with, if they're not in your shoes, if they're not in the same boat as you, then you don't have to do what they say. And so for me, I sat back and I knew what I had to do and what was going to make me feel best, and that was fasting. And I also knew that the people who were telling me that, you shouldn't do that, you should eat dessert, that while they had my best interest in mind, what they thought was my best interest, they couldn't understand me because they weren't in the position that I was in. And so what I hope for you is the fact that you can have awareness over your situation, whatever that is. It doesn't have to be addiction to something, but you can have awareness over who you are and what you need in that moment, and that you can also then have the courage to put your foot down lovingly and respectfully and say, I understand why you might think that's best for me, but I know what's best for me, and here's what I have to do. And that's why I was fasting on my birthday this year.